There's sun, sea and sand, but here beach volleyball is a serious business. Training translates into world-class competition, especially for Olympic medalists like Shang Ji. She was one of China's first winners in beach volleyball. She's now moved to Southern California, hoping it will bring her more titles.
Because I know America is the birthplace for the beach volleyball. And if I want to get to know beach volleyball well, I have to live here. We are first two teams to bring the beach volleyball to China. And make some girls, little girls, start to like the beach volleyball. So we're so proud that we can make the people like beach volleyball and enjoying our playing.
And for players in the USA who've grown up near the beach, the world taking the sport more seriously means better competition. Gina Arango is a professional beach volleyball player from the USA.
I think it's really awesome to see how much the sport has grown, and also to know that it's the fastest growing emerging sport at that level too, which is really special. So give it a few years and the depth is going to be even bigger than it is now.
Traditionally, beach volleyball has been played in places like here in Southern California, where there's year-round sunshine. But in 1996, the sport was beamed into people's living rooms for the first time. And after its first Olympics, it started to take off. Donald Sun is from the Association of Volleyball Professionals.
I think the days of U.S. dominance are over. I think Olympics has a lot to do with the popularity and rise in other countries. Obviously not specifically the United States, because in the U.S., I think over here, we've been playing beach volleyball since, I think, in the 30s. Other countries and their national governing bodies have really put more investment into cultivating professional beach volleyball players around the world.
At the last Olympics, the USA had to settle for third place in the women's tournament and didn't even medal in the men's. But while other countries like China overtake America, fans here say the sport's higher profile can only be a good thing. For CRI, I'm Frances Reed in California.